This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The topic is a very, very interesting one. Ayin hara and buying things for the baby before the birth. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there are many people who have a minhag not to buy things for the baby before the baby is actually born. And perhaps the reason for this is because of ayin hara. It sort of attracts the evil eye. Let us explore this. The reason why we're, of course, discussing it this week is because Parshas Balak deals with Bilam, who the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us is the prototype of Ayin Hara. If you take a look at the first box, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perkei Mishnah Yutes, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the source sheet. Kol Mishiyesh Biyodei Shleisha Dvarim Halom. Anyone who has the following three characteristics, Hoy Mitalmid of Shel Avram Avinu. He is a student of Avram Avinu. And if he has the following three, then he's a Talmud of Bilam. What are the three that makes him a Talmud of Avram Avinu? Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, the Nefesh Shefela. Ayin Tova, a good eye, a Ruach Nemucha, sort of a meek spirit, the Nefesh Shefela, and a humble soul. Then he's a Talmud of Avram Avinu. But Ayin Ra, if he has an evil eye, the Ruach Gavoya, and a haughty spirit, the Nefesh Rechava on an arrogant soul, then Mitalmid Shel Bilam Harasha. So you see that the Bilam, he and his descendants are described as having an Ayin Ra. Indeed, with Bilam itself, the Pasuk says that when Balak says to him that I'm hiring you, Ki Yodaiti, I know, Esa Shet Tevoirach Mevoirach Vashet To'ar, you are, whoever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse is cursed. Says the Sepharno an amazing thing, that really Balak was just flattering Bilam, because Bilam didn't have the capacity to bless. He was described as Shesum Ha'ayin, and he only had one eye. He had a negative, critical look of looking at things, a very negative perspective. And therefore, says the Sepharno, that actually Balak was just flattering him, because he didn't have the ability to bless. He had the one eye, because you all have two eyes, one good eye, one bad eye. We're meant to have a balance. And Bilam didn't have that balance. He only looked at things through a very negative perspective. And that's why he goes to a vantage point where he only sees Katsay Ha'am, because the definition of a negative person is he always zeroes in on one aspect which wasn't quite right. I know this week here in London, Baruch Hashem, a lot of chasnas. It's a busy week before the 3 weeks begin on Sunday, and with lockdown rules Monday, so it's a busy week. Imagine a person goes to a chasna, and he comes back from the chasna, you say to him, how was it? And he'll tell you, the main course, the meat was burnt, or the meat was cold. So you say to him, really, that's it? What about the first course? What about the rest of the meal? What about your dessert? What about everything else? What about the music? What about the dancing? What about the fact that a young couple have just set up a home for a new life? But that's the nature of a negative person. He zeroes in on the negative. Katsay Ha'am. He zeroes in on one little aspect that wasn't to his pleasing. And that's why the antidote to it is to be done lekaf zchus. And the Mishnah says, also in Pirkei Avos, Havidonis kol ha'adam lekaf zchus. Don't look at part of the picture. Look at the whole picture. Okay, so that's the introduction to Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is, there's plenty of sources, plenty of makoros throughout Torah, throughout Nevi'im, Ksuvim, throughout Gemara. I've just picked out a few just to give you a flavor. So one famous one is a Rashi in Parshas Miketz. Yaakov Avinu tells his sons, the Shvatim, that they shouldn't go through the same gate. Why? So Rashi brings there, if you look in box 2a, Matminim Atzman Shelo Yakirim. They sort of hid themselves. They shouldn't go all together. They shouldn't suddenly just appear in one of the gates of the city. And as she conis kol echod piskoi, each one they should split up, each one goes separately. Why? Kadesha le tishlet bohen ayin hara. They shouldn't attract an ayin hara. Shekulam noim vukulam giborim, because they were all very handsome, they were all very strong. And if all of a sudden the 10 brothers come together through one gate, that could arouse some jealousy and it might attract ayin hara. The Gemara in Brachas says that when Chana davened for children, the Gemara says, she davened for Zera Anoshim. What is Zera Anoshim? Says the Gemara, Zera Shemuvla Bein Anoshim. He would be average. He was sort of blend into the crowds. As the Gemara carries on, Ki Osir of Dimi, Oman le Aruch le Goit, not too tall, not too short, le Cotton, le Olem, not too weak, not too strong, etc. Le Chacham le Tipech, not too clever, not too stupid. Says Rashi, why not? Le Chacham Yos Midai, Shelo Yehetema Be'en Habris, they shouldn't cause wonder amongst people. Because everyone's talking about him, therefore it could attract an Ayin Hara. I don't want that, says Chana. Furthermore, an amazing Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Kuf Zayin on the Bay says, the Pasuk says, Vahesir Hashem imcha kol choyli. Hashem should remove kol choyli, Amarav zu ayin. Says Rashi. What does it mean, Hashem should remove kol choyli? Dovar shekol hachalayim tuluim boy. He should remove all illness that everything depends on this, i.e. everything turns on this particular point. What is that? Vazu ha'ayin ayin ra'a. That is the evil eye. Says Rashi, this says the Gemara continuing, Rav Lataime, Rav goes according to his reasoning, the Rav Solik Lebei Kavri, Rav went to the Beis HaKavri, Ovad Maida Ovad, Omar, and he sort of worked out why people died, and he came up with an astonishing conclusion. Omar, he said, Tishin v'tisha ba'ayin ra'a, v'echod b'derech eretz, 99% of the people died because of ayin hara, and 1% for other means. Astonishing. So many people had died, says Rav, because of Ayin Hara. Indeed, in Nusach Sfard, every single morning, we daven to be saved from Ayin Hara. The Siddur says, Yirotzim fanecha Hashem lekai, lekei v'sai shetatzileinu hayoim v'chol yoim, me'azaponim, me'azasponim, me'odimro, me'yetzro, me'chovro, me'shochinro, me'pegarap, me'ayin hara. So in Nusach Sfard, we actually daven for that. Now, before we get back to our question about buying things for the baby before birth, let's explore how Ayin Hara works and what is the antidote, what is the protection from it. So there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, which says Ayin Hara, the Yetzer of Sinas Abrius, Mitzin Es Ha'odom in Ha'olam. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, how does it work? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, an amazing thing. Avir Oile Min Hamachshava. Some sort of air, some sort of spirit comes out of your mind, of your thought process. And it burns that thing which you're looking at and you're giving an evil eye to. So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, with a person's thoughts, you can create some sort of destructive force that latches on to that thing which you're giving an ayin hara to. And the Maharal, I've got the Maharal Mokum over there in the Siva Soilim and the Siv Ayin Tov, he says a very similar thing. The Chazan Ish, also in Baba Basra, in Simon Chof Aleph, says a very similar thing. So with your thoughts, you're jealous, you look negatively, jealously at something else, that can cause a destructive force to be a sort of attached to that thing you're looking at. Ayin Hara is a negative force. They say that the number 400 in sort of Torah literature has always negative connotations. In fact, the last letter of the alphabet is Tof, Aleph to Tof. Tof is Gematria 400 because it denotes finality. And Ayin Hara is always where you're limiting something. And that suggests some sort of negativity. Amazingly, the most common word in the Torah is the word S, Aleph Tof, which is Gematria 401, which suggests it sort of breaks free of that confinement. The word bracha is famously, it's always each letter, the root letters, base Reish Chof, is double the letter before it. Base is twice Aleph, Reish is twice Kuf, Chof is twice Yud. The point is, it suggests bounty. The word brecha is a spring. So Ayin Hara suggests negativity, finality, and that is really what Midas Hadin is. But it's rooted in jealousy, that a person acts in a way which encourages others to look and to be jealous of them, and that attracts attention, and that attracts Midas Hadin. And not everyone can stand up to the scrutiny of being sort of exposed to that Midas Hadin. You know, the rainbow, they say, is a sign of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world. What's the idea behind it? That when you have a raindrop and the sun appears and it shines through the raindrop, it breaks down that little particle of water into seven different colors. That's the rainbow. The idea is that Midas Hadin, which is what the rainbow represents, break something down into its sort of smaller parts, and it suggests a sort of intense scrutiny, which is midas hadin. And not all of us want to be under the spotlight. B'toich ami ani yeshevas. We want to not be highlighted. We want to sort of blend in. So that is really how Ayin Hara works, negativity, finality, acting in a way which attracts jealousy and arouses jealousy in others. Now, what therefore is the best protection from it? Well, obviously the best protection from it is not to behave in a way which causes others to be jealous. And therefore the Gemara says in Bav Metzia Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Ein habracha metzuya ela bedava hasomui min ha'ayin. Bracha will only be found in that which is hidden from the eye. And the Igros Moshe Feinstein famously says in Truvin, Ever Eze Chelik Gimel Simen Chavov, Be'inyin Ayin Hara, in respect of Ayin Hara, Bata Yesh Lochosh, it's there, it's something there, it's not to be dismissed. However, Avon Ein Lahak Bidharbe, don't be overly concerned with it. Ki Bidvarim Ko'elu Haklal, the rule is with Ayin Hara, Man Delay Kopit, the person who is not worried about it, Lay Kapdin Bade, he won't be bothered, it won't affect him. So don't be overly bothered, don't be overly concerned with it. And therefore, the question it seems to be that was put to him, you have a young girl, maybe in a teen still, who's pregnant and is expecting a baby, maybe in the eyes of the world, that's bewildering, it's so young. Says Ramosha, don't worry, that's not considered so unusual, so untoward, and therefore, ain't lahak bit bazer. And then he finishes with a very important klal. For gam rak b'dava shelo motzu lefi derecha olam shayich locha shelo ledvar mitzu. Only something which is so unusual, it's not part of the derecha olam, the way of the world, that you have to sort of avoid. But if it's part of life, and there are people who get married young and have children young, that's okay. And therefore, Moshe gives this klal, that only things which are so unusual, which are going to arouse the attention and jealousy of others, that should be avoided. Interestingly, when Rabbi Shragi Kallis came to speak once in school, he spoke at the Beis HaMedrash, and I remember him saying, he told the boys, that when he came one summer, he spoke in the Torah Way. Now, the Torah Way is a well-known institution here in London. I think it started in Manchester. And I remember I was in Manchester about 15 years ago, and I went into a certain shul, and I saw posters up, and it struck me, it was the first time I'd seen it, that normally you advertise a shiur, you have the shiur title and who's giving it, and that was it. But now, for the first time, when I first saw it 15, 20 years ago, I went into the shul, there were pictures of the people giving the shiur. Now it's commonplace. It's absolutely normal. But it wasn't so normal 15, 20 years ago. And Shragi Kallis was worried that he would come to London. He would do the Torah Way during Bein HaZmanim, during the period between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Chodesh. And he would do the two-week cycle. Normally, it's a different person each day. But he was on duty through the summer holidays. And the PR is very good. You know, you plaster your photo all over town, in the papers, wherever, in shuls. And he was worried maybe this would attract Ayin Hara. And he said he went to Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv told him, he said, he described the whole problem, the whole scenario. And Rabbi Yashiv said, look, how do they normally advertise? So he said, well, this is how they do it. They put the photo of the person up. So he says, if that's the case, then that's okay. You can't behave in a way which is unusual, which is so different to the norm. But if this is the way they normally do it, then that's the norm. That's okay. They won't attract Ayin Hara. So therefore, that's an important klal with Ayin Hara, to behave in a way which won't incur jealousy in others. Two final points. An amazing Michtav Melio. The Michtav Melio says as follows, it's the penultimate box. Omru Chazal, Mi Shenis Asher, someone who becomes wealthy. Tzarech Lasos Mitzvah B'Mimono. He should use some of his money for mitzvah purposes. Lebal tishbet by Ayin Hara, to avoid the Ayin Hara attracting to it. Hari baduk umanusa, it's tried and tested. Shemi she'in chai ba'ad atzmi, someone who doesn't live just for his own benefit, but rather who noisin velo noise, velo notel, he's giving, not taking. B'chol inyanov, ish kazeh einam oirek in a klal, he doesn't attract jealousy in others at all, because people know he's such a selfless person, he's giving to others the whole time, he's not just in it for himself. And furthermore, dogim sheyesh bohem shnei yonim. The Chazal tell us that those who are the mad dogim shebayom, they're oile ayin. They're sort of over. They don't arouse midas hadin, and they don't attract ayin hara. What is special about the dog? Says Rav Dessler, mechosim in ayin. They're hidden from the sight. It's as if they're in a different world. You go for a walk on the seafront, you don't see all the fish. It's as if they're in a different world. They're not in competition with those on dry land. Chazal writes in the Lamedon, Chazal want to teach us, someone who sort of lives under the radar. And his aspirations are different to that of the people on the street. Then he won't attract jealousy. And therefore, the antidote to Ayin Hara is to behave in a way which does not attract jealousy, to behave with sheifas, with aspirations, which are giving and not taking. And that is the best antidote to it. And indeed, the Haftarah, beautifully, how appropriate, the Haftarah for Parshas Balak finishes off from Sefer Micha with his beautiful pasuk. Higid lecha adam matayv ma'ashem derish mcha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Ki ma'aseh mishpat va'avas chesed va'at snei aleches im Hashem lekecha. Perhaps the connection between the Haftarah and the Parsha, apart from the reference to Bilam in the middle of the Haftarah, is exactly that. That the antidote to Ayin Hara is Hatznei Aleches Mashem Lekecha. And therefore, back to our question, is it appropriate to buy things for the baby before the birth? The answer is this. Yes, maybe if you do it in a very sort of grand way and you publicize it and you've got baby balloons all over the house for the month leading up to the birth and it's on social media, etc., perhaps that could arouse the jealousy of others. But if there's a great deal on to buy the pram, or you're doing it in a practical way, and perhaps delivery can be arranged for after the birth, et cetera, or it's practical, you need to buy the car seat to bring the baby home from the hospital. So then you're doing it in a normal tsanua way, and therefore lechora, that won't attract ayin hara. It's really a way of operating, a way of living, and doing so in a humble, modest way is the best antidote to ayin hara. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.